Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Giving me the courage and the strength I need. Nancy, you and me.
Are you going to say it?
Babe, I love you.
Wow.
I was waiting, taking you all these years to come around. Joe Sedeker.
Call her husband. It's over. 7-day forecast for him. Loneliness.
Yeah.
Nancy's got somebody else.
He couldn't stand my couch sitting. It would drive him crazy.
Stop it. I think a lot of your listeners are probably, you know, a little older, 50s, 60s, and beyond, and they know that song. So that was number one in December of 1979. And anyone who's a dad rocker, that disappointed us rockers because that was like a cheesy ballad song by Styx. And they used to rock, you know, Grand Illusion, Renegade. And then they did that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is a likable song.
Well, don't worry. They went over the shark with Mr. Roboto. So, you know, it got worse.
Yes.
It got worse. That wasn't the low point.
Well, then they kicked him out of the band, and he is still out of the band.
Oh.
Dennis DeYoung wrote that. Yeah. So the story behind that song, when I looked it up, it's pretty cool. So that he is still married to his high school sweetheart, almost 55 years.
Wow.
And he wrote that song. He wrote that song kind of close to their 10th anniversary about his wife. What rock star does that? That was in 1979.
And they kicked him out. So, that's what, because he wasn't fun enough. I guess he didn't party enough and hang out with the groupies. I don't know.
And if you can keep love strong after living through Mr. Roboto, anything is possible.
This is true.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that the rest of the band were partiers or anything. They just wanted to go more in a rocking direction, and he was really hooked on these kind of cheesy ballads. But he's a great guy. He has a lot of podcasts that interviews I've listened to, and he's an energetic, fun dude. He just had a different direction for the band back then.
Right.
So anyway, that's a little history for you. That was 1979, record high today, 64, and that song was a big hit. If you can go back to 1979, it's been like at all the proms and the 80 cents, right?
Oh, I remember that.
It's been a long time.
Yes,
I don't know.
I remember a lot of people like them. I honestly was not a big fan of them because I thought they were cheesy. I was more into rock at that age.
Oh, well, geez, they did rock. You just have to dig deep.
No, I meant
stuff.
Like,
anyway.
Yeah, that was earlier before I started listening to music.
Gotcha.
And I've never heard it till this moment, so I can't really say much more than that. But
that's,
I'm glad you like
true.
It.
Is that, you
that's
never heard that song?
Never, Joe.
You know what? I can't do this anymore, Nance. You have to get me someone else to do this. If you don't know the song Babe, that's like saying you don't know who Abraham Lincoln is. It's just everywhere.
Well, I totally. He didn't work in that time period. So remember, his parent. What's your mom have? Neil Diamond, the jazz singer.
Yeah, I have Kenny Rogers.
The Gambler.
The Gambler.
This
double record of Grease. And then there was one more, Barry Manilow.
He has like a huge, huge hole in music from that time period.
I've gotten better with it. But if you want, I'll pretend to be someone here. Hey, Joe, I'm Barry, and I love Styx.
No, I'm not saying you have to like it, but it's like saying you don't know what the YMCA song is or something. They're just parts of culture that I thought everybody knew.
Well, that
I guess I'm wrong.
I'm not in a cave anymore. How about that? He's judging me so hard now. I'm sorry.
I find it hard to believe. All day rain today. It's not going to break the record of 64 from 79, but it will be rain. So from morning right through the afternoon, there's going to be a brief time when between about 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. we get some wet snow on the backside. But, you know, the rain is going to be falling, and then it's going to turn quickly to snow. But the snow is still falling through a warm layer at the surface. So I think, you know, if you have any fears of this evening traveling around, you know, don't. It'll still be melting on most roads. And an inch or two. Are we at the point in life now where an inch or two scares us? Please, no. So it'll be fine all day and all night. Temperatures are going to drop quickly tonight. It's going to be in the 20s tomorrow at this time. Windy and colder on Thursday, but partly sunny. Woohoo, baby!
Nice.
34 tomorrow, 34 on Friday. Nice and sunny, less wind. As a matter of fact, from tonight all the way through Sunday, there's nothing happening. So it's going to be a pretty cool weekend. I see upper 30s on Saturday, 40s on Sunday. There might be some rain showers late Sunday. And then again, Tuesday of next week, but most of next week, still above average temperatures and no big snowstorms or brutal cold anytime soon. Two weeks today, it's what? It's Christmas, right?
Yes. And you know what? 3 weeks today, won't your wife allow you to take that tree down or won't that be?
Isn't that something? I'm looking now. 3 weeks today. So, yes, it's January the 1st.
Yeah, you'll have freedom.
It's a battle.
You'll have freedom. So when do you guys take it down? Do you wait until that Orthodox Christmas, or do you get it down earlier?
Oh, my. No, she doesn't. No.
So you'll take it down on, like, the second.
My marriage, like a lot of marriages, it's like an Apollo mission. Everything has to be sometimes, it's got to be calculated. It's got to be pre-thought. I can't just go in and say, the day after Christmas, honey, the tree's going down.
Right, right.
I have to wait for the right moment.
Yeah, you'll wait
till
she's in a good mood about something and then you spring it on her.
and then I pretend it wasn't even on my mind. I pretend it's like a passing thought. I'm like, hey,
I'm already up here. Do you want me to bring the boxes down? And I can get this thing down in 2 seconds flat. What do you think?
That's right.
That's how you do it.
I pretend like it wasn't on my mind. So we'll see.
Love it. All right. I do the same thing. I wait for those moments. You just wait and then you pounce. I'll talk to you later.
That's right.
Bye. Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.